This is Senator Al Simpson. I see a very divisive trend underway with the recent Supreme Court ruling limiting the legal performing of abortions. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the Supreme Court has given back to the states the right to individually determine the legality of abortion. Several have already limited the procedure, and more are working toward that. This is such a very personal, private, and contentious issue. A deep division exists in our society, with people believing in and fighting for their side with true passion and unalloyed conviction. Personally, I don't support the idea of abortion on demand and never will, Ted, but I do sincerely believe that a woman, rich or poor, should be free to choose the procedure in the first trimester of pregnancy if carrying it to full term would injure her mental or physical health. The Supreme Court has placed in jeopardy a woman's own right to make this deeply personal, moral, and religious decision. I can't support the ruling. Where do you stand on this tough one, Ted?
Al, I give you real credit today. That's a courageous stand, especially when so many of your Republican colleagues from the White House on down are raising a hue and cry for new anti-abortion legislation by the states in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision. In fact, as I recall, Al, you said much the same thing a year ago when you were on everybody's list of potential vice presidents for George Bush on the eve of the 1988 Republican convention. You correctly predicted he'd never pick you because you flunked the right wing's litmus test on abortion. At least I'm with you on this issue, Al. Abortion is a highly personal decision that should be made by a woman and her doctor without interference from the government. Big Brother should stay out of people's private lives. By cutting back on Roe against Wade, the Supreme Court made a serious mistake. They've undermined the Constitution's protection of women in our society, and that isn't fair. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the President's surprising retreat on clean air. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.